Chav Dalet Amid Beis, the bottom line, the Mishnah. Maisa Shabo Shnayim Vamru Re'in Ushachet Mizra. Two Adam came and said that we saw in the morning by Shachar's time by Mizra. We saw in the east. Rashi says, Es Hayishana. They saw the old Levana in the east.
You get a box seat.
Two Adim came to Bezdin and said, in the morning we saw the old Levana in the east. The Tapir Chaf Hayamar Aleph. The Arvis B'mayrev. And then that same evening, they said they saw in the west the moon. Zogt Rashi, Es HaChadosha. So in the morning in the east they saw the old one, the old Levana, and they saw the new Levana in the west at night that same night. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eidei Shekerim. He says they are Eidei Sheker. They cannot be telling the truth. Why not? So Rashi says, the Kaimalon Esim Varbo Shoi Mirsei Siara. It takes 24 hours. There needs to be at least a 24 hour period between the old moon, when the old moon is there, and the new moon. Must be at least 24 hour period. And therefore, if he said he saw the old one in the east in the morning, and he saw the new one in the west at night, it has to be that it's Eidei Sheker. Kishabo Yavne, when he came to Yavne, these two Eidim went to Yavne, Kiblon or Gamliel. And Gamliel said, the perfect Eidim, he was the Deirishtem and Chaykedem, he Drishav Hakira. He liked what they had to say, they were consistent, and he said, it's perfect Eidim, and he's Mekadosh L'Chodesh based on that. Va'oid, and there was another story. Bo Shnayim, two Eidim came. Va'omru, Re'inu Bizmanoi, Uvaleli Bura Loinir. On the 30th day, they say they saw the Levana, which means it would be a chaser, it would be 29 days, would be the last month would be 29 days, and the 30th day would be Rosh Chodesh. But the next night, they didn't see it anymore. That's what they said in Bezdin. The Kiblon, Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel was again Mekabelus. So the two cases, Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel, one was where they saw it in the east in the morning, the old one, and the west at night, the new one. And the second one where they said by the 30th day, they said they saw it, and but on the 31st day, they didn't see it. Amar Abdaisa ben Horkinis, Eidei Sheker Hain. These people are Eidei Sheker. He's talking about, Rabbi Abdaisa ben Horkinis is not talking about the second case. So we had Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Nuri in the first case said they were no good, and we also said they were good. And the second case, Rabbi Abdaisa ben Horkinis says, Eidei Sheker Hain. Heich Me'idin al Ha'isha Sheyolda Lamachar Kreisa ben Shneh. How could you say that there was an Isha who they say she had a baby, and the next night you see that she's pregnant? It says crazy ben shenah. You see in her stomach, you see that she's pregnant. It doesn't make sense. And in her belly, it says she has teeth. Right? It can't make sense. It says how could it be that on the 30th day he saw the new Levana? On the 31st day he didn't see the Levana. Now, obviously, the assumption is that he's claiming that there were no clouds in his way. Because very simply, you can say, on the 30th day he saw it, and there was a clear sky. On the 31st day he didn't see it because it was cloudy. You know, even if the Levana is there, it could be cloudy and you can't see it. But obviously, what the Eidim were saying was that it was a clear sky, and we were looking for it, and we couldn't find it. Omar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Roya Aniyaz Dvarecha. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Deis ben Horkinis, I see your words are correct. Not like Rabbi Gamliel. Shalach Lai Rabbi Gamliel, he sent to Rabbi Gamliel, Gezrani Alecha, Shalach Lai Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua, Gizrani Alecha, Shetovoy Esli Bamaklacha, Ubumoy Secha, Baye Makipurim, Shechal Yosh Bechushbenecha. So Rabbi Gamliel realized that there was rebellion, Kaviyachol, and you have here Rabbi Yeshua, and we have Rabbi, who saying is that Rabbi Gamliel should not have accepted the Edim, and therefore Rosh Chodesh should be the next day, not the first day. So Rabbi Gamliel was the Av Beis Din, and he commanded Rabbi Yeshua that according to your cheshbon, when you hold the Yom Kippur, you need to come to me with your walking stick and your money. In other words, to prove that you're paskening like me, that it is not Yom Kippur, and you're incorrect and we're taking my psak. That was what he commanded that Rabbi Yeshua has to do. Halach umatzu Rabbi Kiva meitzer. Rabbi Yeshua was walking outside, wherever it was, Rabbi Kiva saw that he was meitzer, he was upset, he was distraught. Amaloi. So Rabbi Kiva told him, Yeshli lilmoid, Shekol ma she'asa Rabbi Gamliel asi. Whatever he did was done. What does that mean? Shenemar Eile mayade Hashem mikroi kodesh ashatiku oisam. Whatever they call out, bein bizmanon, bein shaloi bizmanon, whether it's in the right time or the wrong time. Einli mayades ela elu. The only set days that I have is based on the Chacham. And if you remember what Jesus had said a couple of blocks before, that even the Baisusin held that once Bezdin, even though they didn't like the whole process and they didn't like Teresh Rebapeh, but Bezdin is Mekadosh to Chodesh, whether it's wrong or incorrect, whether they make a mistake, they don't, that's it, that is Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Kiva is trying to make him feel better that it's not Shadisi, it's the dinner of let's say Chaticha Rila Sabbath. No? Sorry, that a person can make on himself, he can make an Isser. In other words, let's assume you have a case where someone says something is trish. He knows something about this thing, and he's an eight echa, and he says it's trish. And two people come, and say, two eidim come, it's not trish. So two against one, we're certainly going to believe the two, and Bezdin will paskin that this piece of meat is 100% mutter. However, that person on himself, he knows it's trish. So even though there's a psak Bezdin, that it's mutter, but if he knows firsthand, he's an echad, so we don't believe in Bezdin. But he himself, he can create an echaticha, and on himself, he can create an isra. But over here, so Rabbi Kiva is telling him, don't worry about it. He's telling him is that you don't have to worry, even though you think you're correct, and even if you are correct, and Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake, and he shouldn't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Aval Lamaisa, he was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and therefore it was Rosh Chodesh then, and therefore the day that you're going to be walking with your walking stick and your money, it's not Yom Kippur and you're not over anything, you shouldn't worry about it. Bola Yitzhar Abdesi Ben Hurkinis Amaloi Imbon Anu Lodin Acher Bezdino Shalom Gamliel Tzrichen Anu Lodin Acher Kol Bezdin Ubezdin Sha'aman Moshe Ba'ad Achshav. If we're going to go back and we're going to look in, we're going to check out and we're going to reassess from Gamliel's Bezdin to say, did he do it properly, did he not do it properly, if that's what we're going to do, then we're going to have to go back from the beginning of time, from the Moshe Rabbeinu started giving Psak until now, to say, who said they did it right? There's no appeal. Basically saying this is not America here. The psak is, there was a psak, it was a good bez, and they gave psak, and that's it. We're not going back. Shenemar, Vayal, Moshe, Va'aran, Nodav, Aviu, V'shivim, Mizikne Yisrael. Moshe, Aaron, Nodav, Aviu, and Shivim, Mizikne Yisrael. V'lomolay, Nisfarashu, Shmosh, and Shel Zekanim. Why didn't it tell us all the names of the Zekanim? The reason why the Torah did not tell us the name of the 70, because people are going to say, let's look at Rashi. The Rashi right before the Gemara. Why didn't we say what their names were? Someone's going to come in his days to the Bezin. When the Torah said you should listen to a Bez, and that's talking about Moshe and Aaron and Eldad and Medad. Who are these people over here? Yeah, they call themselves Rabbanim, whatever, but I'm not taking sack from them. We don't know the names of the other people. We don't know who they are. They're unidentifiable people. So these people could be like them. Maybe they weren't all so great, and therefore you have to accept sack from any three people. You have to accept sack from the best. Nakal Nakla Yumaisav, so Yeshua took his walking stick and his money, Biyadai, Vahaloch Yavne, and he went to Yavne, Esau and Gamliel, Biyoyim Shecholim Kippelios Bechajbine, and on his cheshbin that he held, that Gamliel was wrong, and according to his cheshbin was Yom Kippur, he went on Yom Kippur, he traveled with his walking stick, with his money, Amadim and Gamliel, and Gamliel saw him, he stood up, Vinoshku Arosha, and gave him a kiss on his head, Omar Loi, Boy Bisholim, Rebbe Vitalmide, you're my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe Bechochma, you're my Rebbe in Chochma, Vitalmide Shekibalti as the Dvarai. And you're my Talmud, you're Makabal, my words. According to Rabbi Gamliel, was giving Rabbi Yeshua Shvach to say is that you're inherently greater than me. You're a greater Talmud Chacham than me. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but that's what he was saying. But Lamai said, you listen to me. He was the Av Bezim Yamil, and he gave Psak, and you listened to me, and that's why he got up from him, and kissed him, and said this phrase. Zakti Gemara. Tanya, Amar Lahem Gamil HaChachamim, Kach Mekublani Mibes Avi Abba. Pa'amim Shebo Barucho, Pa'amim Shebo Biktara. There are times that the moon can take longer, it comes in a longer period of time, and at times that it comes in a shorter period of time. Rabbi Gamliel is answering the question. How could it be? Rashi told us. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri, that was the first case. Rabbi Yechon Ben-Uri said that if you see it in the west in the morning, and you see it in the south in the evening, that same within less than 24 hours, the Tav Rashi told us that it cannot be because it takes more than 24 hours from the old moon to the new moon, takes more than 24 hours. So therefore he said, Eide Shaka. So what was Rabbi Gamliel's answer? How Gamliel says, nope, it's good. What was he basing it on? So Gemara tells us, he says that there are times that it can be shorter, and you're right, 24 hours, it may be a Hecha Timsa that it's an average, maybe that's normal, but it's possible to still be less than 24 hours that you can see the new moon. Some of the Rishonim talk about this and they say it's not Shayach. They say that's not true. There's a fact, and the fact is it takes 24 hours. The fact. It's not a disputable fact. The Meiri and others, the Rashi is the one who explains this Gemara to say that that's what they mean, that it could be Shayach even though it's not the norm. It could be that within 24 hours you can see the old moon and the new moon. But according to the Meiri and other Rishonim, it's not Shayach. So what's a Pshat? So they say that Rabbi Gamliel was holding that who cares about the first statement that he said? It was a mistake. It's not relevant. A guy comes into bed and says, I had chocolate cake today. Very nice. And by the way, I saw the Levana this afternoon. Oh, so they're going to check him out about the way when he saw the Levana, the new moon. They're going to be Darish, they're going to be Jushi with Hakira. Good, he's good Adis, and we're going to say, wonderful, we have a Psak Bezdin here. Mekudish, Mekudish. Do we care that he started off by saying he had chocolate cake this morning? We don't care. It's not relevant. All we care about is the new moon.
He's not, one second.
If he's a liar, but he ate chocolate cake. I'm telling you, if he ate chocolate cake this morning and he comes into bed and says, I ate chocolate cake. Do we care? There's no bearing on our case over here. So the guy comes in and says, I saw the old moon this morning. He made a mistake. That's nothing to do with an Adis. If you know that he's a liar, it's a different story. So then you want to pass someone else, you know that he's lying. You don't know anything. You don't know that he's lying, but that's not part of the case. The fact that he saw the old Levana has nothing to do with being a Kaddish Chodesh. What does the old Levana have to do with anything? That's like saying he had chocolate cake in the morning. It sounds like it's connected, but it's not. It's not relevant. So he made a mistake.
Well, if it's not a possibility, then it's relevant.
But maybe he's saying a big Chodesh, that he's saying is that we take his Adis and we chop it in half. It's not Adis. He's saying the first part is it's not relevant. Let's assume you're going to tell me it's not possible.
Even though it's not a possibility?
So the pshat is we're going to assume he made a mistake. He made a mistake. He thought he saw, the Gemara said before, that if you see it through certain things, you could see a crescent of a cloud. Sometimes you can see a cloud, and it can be a small cloud that can be in the shape of a crescent, and you could think, oh, you saw the Levana. whatever it is, he made a mistake. He thought that we don't care. We're not doing drisha b'chakira on that point. You know, the guy came in and said he ate chocolate cake. We're going to start asking him, yeah, where were you? Were you in the same Spanish? You can't be there. It was only sponge cake. We don't care. It's very nice. It's not relevant to the case. If you know Hayekha Timsa, that's for sure that he's lying, that he saw it for a fact, that he's just lying, he's saying that because he's a liar, and the Tzukim tell you that they planned it and they lie, that's one thing. But if not, then it's not relevant, and therefore we split it in half, and all we believe is the part about that it's a new Kiddush Levana, and everything is good. Omar Rabbi Eichon, my time of the Bay Rebbe, Yachsev Asa Yerach Lemayadim. We have the moon for its appointed times. Shemesh Yoda Mevoye, Shemesh Udi Yoda Mevoye, Yerach Loyadim Mevoye. Pasuk says that the Mayadim, the Yerach is Lemayadim, at appointed times, which means that we have to appoint the times. We make Kiddush Levana. But the Shemesh Yoda Mevoye, we know automatically when it comes. There's no din of Kiddush HaShemesh. We go out in the Nevi, whatever it is, years, 20, whatever it is, years, and we Makadish the Shemesh, but not that we're the ones that are deciding that it's a new sun. It's an automatic cycle. We know when it comes up. Abchia Chazi L'Sierra. Abchia saw an old moon, the Havikoi V'Tzafra. And it was there in the morning, the Esrim V'Tisha, on the 29th day. This is a day before it's possible. All the time we have is the earliest we can see, the whole time I'm saying, the earliest you can see it is Bismame. When is Bismame? On the 30th day. The 29th day is for sure the last month. So you cannot see, Pashtus, you cannot see the new moon then. But he saw the old moon then. Shokal Kala Posagbe. The problem was that he didn't want the moon to be there. We gave a cheshbon that really takes 24 hours. So if he saw it on the 29th day, that means if it's going to take 24 hours till the new moon comes, then they can't make a Kiddush HaChodesh of 30 days. We're not going to do that tomorrow, 24 hours later, we're not going to be able to do it. And therefore it says they took earth and he threw it at the Levana. Omar Lo'orta B'inan Le'Kiddushe Bach Va'at Kiyamta. Tonight we have to make Kiddush HaChodesh and you're just standing there. Hocha Zil Lechasi, go hide. Now this is very interesting. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Amar Aleph talks about it, how Bezin tried to control when exactly Kiddush HaChodesh would be. It says that they forced Eden. That's what the Lashon of the Gemara is. Now what does it mean they forced Eden? How do you force Eden? That means that there were times that Bezin had a reason that they wanted Chodesh to come out on a certain day. First of all, one of the things that we discussed last week, Ben Abachia said that really the whole thing of the Edom coming was just to show the Tzedukim that we're able to keep a Cheshbon and that the Chachamim know when the real Levana is and when Kiddush HaChodesh is. That's the whole reason. Really, there's a set calendar from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the rabbis, Rabbeinu Chananel, said was that in the 40 years in the Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, there was Anani Akava, they couldn't even see the Levana. So how did they pass the Chodesh? There was a set calendar. Finished. So the Chachamim have certain days that they want. You can't have certain days of your Purim, your Kippur, your Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So certain days, certain things can't come out. And therefore, it says they forced them. What does it mean they forced them? They told Eden to lie? So if Yeshua asks this question, if Yeshua says that they didn't ask people to lie, but sometimes Eden came and they started getting fidgety and then maybe, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure, maybe I shouldn't say this, I don't know, because we can tell them that you can get in big trouble if you're lying. The Bezin would tell them, no, Bezin would encourage them to give Edus because Bezin very much wanted it to happen on a certain day. So therefore, he told this old moon to go high, he was saying, because he wanted to make sure. I don't know if he's talking to the moon to getting it to go high, but the point of the story is that he wanted the Chodesh to come out in a certain time. Amalei Rabbi Levchia Zil La'ayin Tov, go to a place called Ayin Tov, V'kach El Yacha, and go be Mekadosh the Chodesh there. V'shal Nachlei L'simona, and he gave him a simon, David Melo Yisrael Chai V'kayim. He didn't want to do it where he was, because he didn't want to have this whole problem. With the Mishnah, we had all this whole problem about Reich and Benuri. Some eight people came to Bezin and they say they saw it in the morning and they saw the new one at night within 24 hours. So whether it's Shayach or not, that's certainly not the norm. And therefore, he said, go to a different town where nobody saw the old Levana. And therefore, even though it's within 24 hours, but that old Levana is in this town, go to that town. And when you Mekadosh the Chodesh, send the Simen, the Dov Melech Shol Chai V'Kayim. What does that mean? Rashi says, about 8-10 lines from where the lines go, the lines get wide. David Melech Yisrael. Nimshal Kalavona. Shenema Bay Kisu Kishemish Negdi Kiyar Yechavin Oilon. That David HaMelech, the Malchus of David, was Kineged the Lavona. So he gave him such a simon. Rabbeinu Bachi says that the Lavona is Nimshal. We say is that between Avraham Avinu and Shlomo HaMelech was 15 generations. Shlomo HaMelech was the epitome of Malchus. That's when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Even though David HaMelech was the start of the Malchus David, but David didn't actually build the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's credited with it because he wanted to build it and he prepared for it. Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech did not build it. And you have from Shlomo HaMelech called Tzidkiyahu, when the moon goes up, it gets bigger, it's 15 day, and then it waxes and then it wanes. The same thing with the Malchus David, it grew until it got to the pinnacle being Shlomo HaMelech, and then slowly throughout the generations it waned until Tzidkiyahu, and that was the end of the Malchus.
Maybe that's why you say that's Pesukim and Kish.
That's one of the reasons, that's what some of the Mefarshim explain, which is David Melech Sal V'Chayim, because that's what's Nimshal correct. Once the sky was overcast with clouds, the nearest the muslavana be'esimitesh, and they saw a demus. It looked like a levana on the 29th of the chodesh. So they wanted to say it's rish chodesh. It was a day early again. They wanted to establish the chodesh on the 29th, which means the month would have been 28 days, and there's no such concept. And Bezdin wanted to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Amar Lemer Megamliel Kach Mekubalim Beis Avi Abba Ein Chedusha Shel Levana Pchusa Me'esim B'Teisha Yoyim. No Levana does not go around the cycle, is not less than 29 days. Umechza and a half a day. Ushnei Shlishi Shos 2/3 of an hour. Ve'ayin Gimel Chalakim and 73 Chalakim. So it's not less than 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 Chalakim. Ve'ayse Hayoyim Meisim. Of Ben Zaza, and that day the mother of Ben Zaza died. The speeder and Gamliel hesped gadol, and Gamliel gave a hesped gadol. He kept on going on and on and on. Not because she was worried that she should have such a hesped. People should know that the Bezdin did not mean it was not Mekadosh the Chodesh. The halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh we don't do a hesped. So it would have been, if they would have been Mekadosh the Chodesh, and Gamliel would not have been giving a hesped. So the fact that he gave it until the whole day, until the day was over, was a raya brua that there was no Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's why he gave this long hesped. Halacha Bikiva, Umatsu Meitzer, Iborlu, Mi Meitzer. Who was the one that was destroyed? Rabbi Kiva Meitzer or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer? Who was the one that was destroyed? Toshma Adatanya Halach Rabbi Kiva Matzah Rabbi Yeshua Kishu Meitzer. Rabbi Kiva went and he found that Rabbi Yeshua was Meitzer. Rabbi Yeshua, as we said, was distraught because Rabbi Gamliel told him to go on the day that he made a cheshbon that was Yom Kippur and the other Yom Kippur. Amar lo Rabbi Bnei Ma'ato Meitzer. Why you said distraught? Amar lo Rabbi Kiva Roy lo Sheipa Lamita. Yud Beis Chodesh, Yigzer Alav Gzeir Zu. It would be better for me to be stuck in a bed, to be bedridden for 12 months, and I shouldn't have such a Gzeir that I should have to go on Yom Kippur with my walking stick and my money. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Amalei Rebbe Tashini. Loi Mar Lefanecha Dover Echad Shilam Tani. Will you allow me, will you give me Rishus, to tell you one thing that you taught me? He says, Amalei Emor. Go ahead, tell me. Amar Loi, Rabbi Kiva tells him, Harehu Aimer, Atem, 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 Gimapam. Gimapam, Atem. It says Atem three times. Afilu Shoigim, Atem, even if you are Shoigim. Afilu Mezidin Atem, even if you make your Mekadosh the Chodesh and you know you're not supposed to make Mekadosh the Chodesh. Afilu Mutin, even if you're making a mistake. Veloshin Hazer. Amar Loi, and even if you do it, no matter what, it's all Chodesh. Amar Loi, Kiva, Nicham Tani, Nicham Tani. He told him that I have an achama, and I now feel okay, that l'maisa, I'm walking on what I made a cheshbon was Yom Kippur, but in essence it's not Yom Kippur, because the psakdin of Rabbi Gamliel was that Rosh Chodesh was that first day, on the 30th day, and not on the 31st day.
What's the svar to say that Rabbi Kiva would be Meitzer? Is there a svar?
The Gemara doesn't advance the svar. When I stated the Mishnah, I said it like the Gemara said it, and I don't know why you would say that. It seems to me obvious that the mission that he was the one that was Meitzer.
Especially when he's the one that gave the
Yom Kippur. Who?
Rabbi
Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave the end. Oh, no, that's for sure. The question is in the Havamim. No, at this point, according to this svara that Rabbi Akiva gave the Nechama, that's for sure. But maybe in the beginning, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly. It says, in what's Rabbi Akiva Meitzar, Amar Loi, who said to who? One, if you have that same Shaila of who is Meitzar, then the Shaila will continue, Amar Loi, who's destroyed?
Oh, maybe they'll
be struck
to assure
them. Right.
Worry about it.
Correct. Although, again, Parshat Pshat is, the Gemara doesn't advance that other Pshat and just asks the question and goes with that one side to say is that Yeshua was the one who was made sacrifice. He was the one who was told to carry on what he felt was Yom Kippur. Why didn't it mention, why didn't it elaborate and tell us all the names of the Zakenim? It says in Shmuel that Asher Asa es Moshe ves Aaron. Vo'omer, Ayishlach Hashem es Yerubal ves Badan ves Yiftach. So who are these three people? Yerubal, who is Yerubal? Ze Gideon. That's Gideon. Velomanik Shmuel Yerubal, Shasim Riba of my Baal. Because Yerubal, he made him a Riba, he fought against the Baal, Avoid the Zara, and therefore he is given the name Yerubal. Badon, who is Badon? Ze Shimshon. That's Shimshon Agibor. Badon, the Osimidon, because he comes from the Shevet, he comes from Shevet Don. Yiftach, Kimashmor. Yiftach, that's what we're talking about. Yiftach, the name of the person, Yiftach. Moshe v'Aaron v'Choyano u'Shmuel v'Kari Shmoy. We have Moshe and Aaron connected Shmuel. Shokul ha'kosur shloisher kali oilam kishloisher chamuri oilam. We're comparing the three kali, the lower status of people, they're not great people, compared to the Chaymer, the ones that were great. That Yerubal is like Moshe in his door. Badon, Bedere ke Aaron, Bedere Yiftach, Bedere ke Shmuel, Bedere. So we have Yiftach, Bedere ke Shmuel, Bedere. So we have Badon is ke Aaron, and Yiftach is ke Shmuel. And that's one of the things that the Gemara talks about. Yiftach b'dayri k'shmuel b'dayri. Again, this is said that even though Shmuel cannot be compared to Yiftach, Shmuel was light years ahead of Yiftach, as Aaron was light years ahead of Shimshon HaGibor, as Moshe Rabbeinu was light years ahead of Yerubal. But nonetheless, you only have Shaytim Mashiach b'yam Mahim. You have to go to the people that you have in that generation. You can't say if Moshe Feinstein would have been alive, to him I'd listen to. But nowadays I don't have to listen to. That's what the Torah is teaching you, that you have, they're comparable, even though they're not as great, but each generation according to his generation. Lamdacha Shafilo Kal Shabakalan, even the Bakal Shabakalan, that means that you wouldn't think they're great. Then Isman Aparnas, and they're appointed as a leader, Allah Tibur, Harehu Ka'avish Shabavim, they're considered as the most distinguished from the distinguished, they're given the highest status. Same thing like Moshe Rabbein. What's supposed to tell you? Oh, I would have thought that I would have gone to the previous generation. It's not a lie. What does it mean? Obviously, you're going to the person in your generation. You have to go to the Shevet in your days and you have to accept what he says. That the olden days, the original days were better, and I would have listened to them, and now I'm not going to listen, not accept it. The Kedusha Slavi says, very interesting. We see the words teku, tishku taras kushbus vabais. Teku, stamba means it's a kasha that's left. That's what the word means. The famous shlok kalish that everyone knows, that stands for tishku taras kushbus vabais. When Aliyah and Novi is going to come, Aliyah and Novi is going to answer all the tekus in the Gemara. In fact, the Kedusha Slavi says, no offense, the choyd Aliyah and Novi is a great name, but in the days of Mashiach, let's ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you got the whole time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you?
He'll be busy.
Huh? He'll be busy. He'll be busy? Yeah.
Funny.
So the Kedusha Slavi says, Moshe, he says, Bayom Mahim. Moshe Rabbeinu died. Aliyah Novi is still alive. He's alive in every generation. So we can only take Pesach. You can only take Pesach from someone who understands the generation, who's living in the generation, not because they're greater. Eliyahu is not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. But Eliyahu is alive today, so Eliyahu can come in here and give psak for us. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu is much greater than Eliyahu, and as great as he was, he's still not in this generation and therefore can't give psak. There's the conclusion later. He got up from his throne, his chair. He was the Rosh Nasi, he was the Rosh Abezin, and he got up and gave him a kiss on his head. Amaloi, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe v'Talmidei. Rebbe Shalom Alitani, Torah b'Rabim. You're my Rebbe in that you teach Torah b'Rabim. V'Talmidei she'ani gozer alecha gzeira. I was gozer on you gzeira, but after mekayimo k'talmid, and you mekayim it as a talmid is accepts the gzeira from his Rebbe. Ashrei hador, praises the dor, shagadolim nishmom l'ktanim, that the gadolim listen to the ktanim. Kalvachayim k'tanim l'gadolim, and kalvachayim that the ktanim listen to the gadolim. It's the fact that Gemara Kalvachaymer Chayubahu. What does it mean in Kalvachaymer? It's a good thing that the Gedolim Asher had there. It's a good generation. It's a praiseworthy generation that the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim. And a Kalvachaymer, it's even more praiseworthy that the Ketanim listen to the Gedolim. Of course, the Ketanim have to listen to the Gedolim. What's that Kalvachaymer? So the Gemara Mikhech Shag Dolim Nishmal Mekhtanim. That by the fact that the Ketanim see it, the Gedolim are listening to the Ketanim are certainly going to realize they have to be listening to the Gedolim. And like I said last week about Yiftach, that there was a thing with Yiftach and Pinchas. That Yiftach had said that the first thing that comes out of my house, if I win the Muhammad, I'm going to give over to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He won the Muhammad, the first thing that came out of the house was his daughter. And the child wants to be mapped in Eder. He made a Eder, he's going to give it over, he's going to check his daughter, so to say. And he says he didn't want to go. He felt he was the Rosh over there. He didn't want to go. He was he had the din of Melech. And and Pinchas was the Navi. Pinchas says, why am I going? So Pinchas had a cheshbon. As you said, Pinchas made a cheshbon. He said, listen, to be machni neder for someone, the person has to be machni himself. Then. If I go over to someone and say, hey, you're lower than me, you're nothing, be machni neder for me doesn't work. Your machni neder only works if you go to someone who, you're greater than me, I'm nothing, you be machni neder for me. So Pinchas said, if I go to Yiftach, then I'm belittling myself. Yiftach's going to say I'm greater than you, and I can't be machni neder anyways. And the Gemara tells us that Pinchas and Yiftach were both punished. So why is Pinchas punished? He had a good cheshbon. So the answer is that Pinchas, if he would have gone to Yiftach would have been so nispal that Pinchas, who held himself maybe on some level, he was greater than him. And just to help this girl, the daughter of Yiftach, that didn't matter about the covenant, and he's going to come and he's going to be machni himself to Yiftach, there's nothing greater than that Yiftach would have been machni himself to Pinchas. And he would have said, wow, he's a godel than me, that he can come and machni himself to me. That shows true godliness. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. So, this week's Parsha. Pasuk says, "Gam bi hisanaf Hashem, b'lglalchem lemer gamat leisav isham." Moshe Rabbeinu, it's now he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. We know Parshas Veschanan, he davens, and he still doesn't get in. And he says, "It's your fault." He tells Klal Yisrael, "It's your fault." So all the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean it's your fault? What is the Klal Yisrael's fault? We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu picked up a stick. He was told to talk to the rock, and he hit the rock. It said in the Mefarshim the Pasuk, because he hit the rock. And so why is he blaming Klal Yisrael? So a few different teretzim. One teretz is that he said that why was there a command given for Moshe Rabbeinu to go to speak to the rock and not hit the rock? Because Klal Yisrael were lacking in Amunah. They did not have a very strong emunah at that point. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to go. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Shnei Yolah Perik." Learn. You'll say a Pshtikal Torah in front of the rock, and they'll get a tremendous emunah. You can say, hitting a rock and seeing water come out of that should also bring a lot of emunah. But even more emunah would be if he would have spoken to the rock. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is blaming Klal Yisrael. Says, if you guys, you Klal Yisrael, would not have been on the low madrega of needing emunah, then the Baruch Hashem wouldn't have told me to speak to the rock. I could have hit the rock. He would have commanded me to hit the rock. And then I wouldn't have made a mistake. And therefore I would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing wouldn't have happened. It's only because you had a low level in Munah. Another pshat is because of the Meraglim. The whole reason that it happened with the Meraglim, the reason why the Miriam died and the Be'er stopped, was because of the Meraglim. Meraglim caused this whole thing. If not for that, Kaisa would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have had this whole thing. They wouldn't have had problems with the water, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in, there would have been no problems. So right there, it's Klai Yisrael's fault, the Meraglim, that they believed the Meraglim. Not just the Meraglim, but the whole Klai Yisrael they believed in. The Rush says, very interesting pshat, he gives a moshul. There was once a peasant who went to the well, and he had a bucket, and he puts his bucket, he pays his tail on the rope, and he lowers it down. He's trying to pull up some water, and as he's pulling it up, he hears snap, and the bucket goes falling down. And he's looking down, lost, no way to get that bucket. There's no ladder. How's he ever going to get it? That's his only bucket. He can't get any water. All of a sudden, from a distance, he hears trumpets and horns and who knows what coming by, and he sees it's the king. The king is coming with all his chariots. They happen to be traveling through the town, and he travels right by there, and they see a well. And they say, oh, we need some water. So they take out a gold bucket with diamonds and who knows what on this bucket, and they tie it up, and they lower it down, and they try, they start pulling it up, and snap. The gold bucket falls down. This peasant says, oh, now I know I'm going to get my bucket. Because the king and all his entourage, they're going to have a ladder, they're going to make sure to get it, they're not leaving that gold bucket there. Once they're going to get the gold bucket, they'll get my bucket too. It's there, they'll get it. It's up the rush. That Klal Yisrael, it says that had they not gone, they because of the chet of the Meraglim, they were not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, they would have been lost in Chutz La'aretz forever. Now, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come back to get Moshe Rabbeinu is going to bring into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu with the gold bucket, the rest of the people who did the chet are the pail, the wooden pail, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come to get that gold bucket. When he comes to get the gold bucket, he's going to come to get the rest of Klal Yisrael with him, because Moshe Rabbeinu never made it into Eretz Yisrael. It says in Eicha, it says in the beginning, it says, Kol Reitzfer Hisigua Bein HaMetzorim. The Pre-Tzadik, Tzadik HaKoyin says that it's in the Zimei HaTzorim, and Bein HaMetzorim, it's 22 days. We have the opportunity, he says, is Aleph, there's 22 days, which is connected to the Aleph base. It's 22 Oisius in the Aleph base. It says each day corresponds to an Aleph base. The Aleph base is connected to Kol Terekula. Bein HaMetzorim is a time that he says, Kol Yitzfer HaYisigu, that we have an opportunity to bring ourselves, it's easier to come closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a time that if you run after the Rebbeinu Shalom, he comes easier. And that's the time of Bein HaMetzorim. Now is the opportunity before Tisha B'Av, we should be Zeicha, that the Bishnah should be rebuilt, and we should try to be Mesakin. All the letters from Aleph to Tav, and the Tav is the last letter, which is Tisha B'Av, and perhaps the Tav stands for the Teriyak Deisha, we should Mechazik HaSav, the Teriyak Deisha, we should be Zeicha to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and have you made the name.
Thank you very much.